Matt Dolch back with you here for Nebraska Elite Class 33. We're in New Delhi, India, and we've stopped in today at the United States Embassy and learned more from them and the U.S. Grains Council, and our USDA staff on hand provided us with some key statistics about India agriculture, talking about market intelligence, market access, and market development being the top three items on their agenda. Joining me to discuss today is Ryan Broderson of Randolph, Nebraska, grain and livestock producer there. Ryan, what were your overall impressions from our meeting today as we sat down around the round table and discussed some of the key issues?
India's just has so many people to feed, and they actually have a lot of products that they're already producing. I mean, they actually have a surplus of some grain and rice, but it looks like they're gonna, if they can't improve production in the next few years, they're gonna do a shortfall of grain and feed needs to take care of their livestock.
As we look at some of the data that was presented, India and China being two major players in that market area, $20 billion ag surplus for India and a $70 billion ag deficit for China. As we look at that in terms of U.S. opportunities from a grain producer, where do you see the opportunities for U.S. grains moving forward?
Well, I think for India, one thing that caught me today was every month in India, there's 1 million people looking for jobs. 1 million new job seekers, and that as fast as this country's growing, at some point in time they're going to be in the same position as China, with their needs and their income rising and their middle class growing, and at some point in time in the next 10 years, I think we're gonna need to increase our production to help feed this country also.
Utilizing some of the biotechnology to help increase that production is something that's on the forefront as we met with the Indian Research and Agriculture Institute, but something that's not very well received from the general India population.
Right. That was something neat we heard today is, there's not a ban on biotech products in India. However, to import them, you have to obtain a permit from the government, and that's basically impossible. So, in a way, there is actually a ban on biotech products, even though it's not there. Another thing that was interesting is Indians have invested a lot of money in Africa to grow corn on a large scale, Western style farm, and they can't even bring this corn back into their own country because they're raising that with biotech products. So I think it's going to have to change probably in the future.
And not even for human or food consumption, but also for livestock consumption as well as a feed source.
Right. They said that the total deficit of feed and fodder in India is 63%. So their feed needs for the amount of livestock they have here are growing every day. And they're going to need help to keep this livestock thing going.
As you glean the items that we learned today around the roundtable at the United States Embassy here in India, what are some things that you can take back in terms of perspective to your operation in Randolph, Nebraska?
It's been really eye-opening. I had no idea there was this many people anywhere. Everywhere you go, there is just people, and they all have to eat. They all have to work. They all have to do. They're all raising families here. It's hard to fathom how many people there are and how much food it's going to take in the next, 20, 30 years.
Well, Ryan, certainly look forward to working with you in the coming years to feed the growing world population with agriculture in Nebraska. For Nebraska Elite Class 33 from the United States Embassy here in New Delhi, India, I'm Matt Dolch.